Where in the Bible will I find the powers over this earth? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Peter warns us, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. There are two powerful rulers of this universe, God and Satan. God rules through his word. Satan rules and influences people through the lusts of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which are of the world. 1 John 2:16. Satan is called the prince of the world, John 12:31, and is represented as the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, Ephesians 2, verse 2. Satan controls the kingdoms of this world. When men yield to the lusts of the flesh in any way that is contrary to the will of God, they are yielding to the influence of Satan. God requires men to deny themselves and follow Jesus, to do his will and to obey his word. To live the Christian life and go to heaven, we must crucify the flesh with the affections and lusts. Galatians 5:24. When we refuse to do this, by following the lusts of the flesh, we are following Satan. And when we are tempted by these lusts, we are tempted by Satan. James 1:13-15. Paul tells of those who are led captive by the devil by yielding to his sinful influences of this world. 2 Timothy chapter 2. There are many ways for us to be tempted by Satan, but there is just one way to be led by the Lord, and this is to follow his word and to do the will of the Father in heaven. This requires knowledge of God's word. We must read and study the Bible for ourselves, as each one of us must stand or fall based on the way we live our lives. Many who pretend righteousness are but hypocrites and are agents of the devil to lead people astray. Do not accept what people say unless you can find that in the Word of God, unless you can find a thus saith the Lord in the Bible. Read the book of Acts in the New Testament. See how people were saved from their sins then by believing and obeying the Word of God. You can be saved by doing the same things today.